still do sound like total dog shit.
Okay. I can take them off.
I hope you didn't get them at like a nice Best Buy store or a Bose store.
I'm hoping that your wife didn't get you those headphones for Christmas because I'm totally bashing them.
I'm debuting these headphones right now on your podcast. These every year for Christmas, my dad gets us a new set of headphones, and they're always under like $80. The guy makes enough money to buy us cream of the crop headphones, but instead, they're always like what you see in that little stand in like Walmart. That's like, ooh, they're really nice. They got all these bells and whistles, but they sound like crap.
Dude, when I came up to visit you in Ouray last year, those Hoka boots that he gave you were so cush. Those were cool dad gifts. This, whatever your dad got you, Gregory Kokonos has put you farther down the totem pole than ever before with these headphones.
Dude, Tegra and I were talking about those Hoka boots as we hiked like 2 days ago. We were like, this is like the one gift he's given that has been like remarkably amazing. It brings me like 3 feet, 3 inches higher because it's got a massive Hoka lift on it.
Necessary.
A boy like me gets 6 foot tall. I like that.
Dude, you know what's interesting? Still to this day, when I hang out with my girlfriends, they ask about you. You, even though you're a short king, you make an impression on women that they get all excited about.
I think it's his shoulders.
Yeah, you got great shoulders. You've got just
well from the torso up.
You got a very balanced physique, but the girls are just like, hey, where's your friend Kyle? I'm like, why do you guys care about my friend Kyle so much?
I'm here.
He's a taken man. What about your next most suitable bachelor?
That's right. So, I got to ask for one woman.
So I don't know if you noticed, but this outfit's not like a basic day in the life of Hunter outfit. This is a crew chief outfit because I'm getting ready to come crew for you in your 100 miler. And last time I was in Texas, it was so miserable. I'm having to bring protective layers to take care of myself because it's basically the closest state there is to hell.
Yeah,
from what I understand.
You should just eat all your food up there in the hills, wherever you are. I guess you're in Malibu right now. And get all the food you need for the next 48 hours. Because I don't want any food poisoning excuses. I don't want any of that garbage. Houston's a great city, and we're going to treat it like that respectfully. But it's amazing how well I know you now. I see you dressed up in this, and I didn't even ask a question. We just started talking.
I mean, dude, I'm dressed up like this for you, not for me. This has nothing to do with me. This right here, dude, this is a desert do-rag. Do you see this?
The thing is, that's silk?
It says yep. Route 66.
Yeah, Route 66. I think that's a highway down in Texas, Tejas. This right here,
that's right.
For when the smoke and the dust comes, right here. These glasses right here, these are actually desert glasses. You see
walking
the gold on the side?
Layers.
It draws the sun towards the side of your head rather than straight into your eyes.
It's a good look for you. Don't change.
So, Hunter, are you crewing for the first 50 miles and then running the back half with him?
No. Let's be honest. I love Kyle, but there's no chance I'm running 50 miles with Kyle this weekend. There's recently a course changeup, so I'm not fully sure of how I'm going to support Kyle, but my plan was originally Kyle's got this 100 miler, and there's I think like 6 16-mile loops. Is that it?
Yeah, there was. Now they changed the venue, so it might be 5 20-mile loops. I don't know. We're waiting to find out today.
Yeah. So I'm planning on hopping in for a loop.
Sounds like their Nick Bear does one where it's like the something raccoon, Rocky Raccoon.
Yeah,
it's a marathon, but it's like 5 20-milers.
This isn't that, but if there's one thing I've learned, these races where you don't know anything about it and they kind of seem like a clusterfuck actually end up being the best. So that's what I'm saying.
Fingers crossed. I got my fingers crossed.
Much like the Starvation Triathlon with the worst course markings of any event that I've ever gone to.
I will forever hold the record. I did the longest Starvation Triathlon race of anyone because I got off course.
I will honestly say that you beat me in that race because if you want to know the truth, you covered more distance than me. And then also I had two guys crewing for me that were helping me get through the mountains and helping me find all of my whatever they're called, flags, like the markers. If it wasn't for them, I would not have made it. I would have just curled up in a ball and died out there.
It was like, there'd be one of these like hanging from a tree. And it was like that way.
Dude, no, it was worse than that. it was like the leaves are the same color as the markers. They're like, do you see it? And I'm like, what?
After 5 p.m., blue and I don't know why you'd have blue little strands on the trees against green trees. It makes no. It should have been orange. I don't know why, but that's why I ended up in a neighborhood on the other side of the freaking mountain.
Dude, if I had the energy at the finish line, I would have mouth punched that guy. I would have mouth punched the Iron Cowboy so hard. Just
I'm not even mad about that. I'm mad about showing up to that finish line after that long day and getting a black t-shirt that has been so glorified. It's 100% cotton. Like, I don't even wear the thing anymore. It's just all it says is starvation.
Dude, that's the Iron Cowboy way, dude. You do not want comfort.
You just got to frame it and put it in the garage and hang it like a trophy.
It is. I've never worn it since. Ryan, are you wearing the Man U bib from the flag from Manchester this year? Good. Fulham. One of the worst soccer games, but most highly anticipated games. Gig 'em, baby.
Gig 'em. I'm going to tell you right now, dude, I've never had such a odd and fun time at any match in my entire life. Like those football games are nuts.
Almost not being able to get in, even though Kyle's like, I just bought six different tickets or five different tickets. How are these not working? We haven't scanned them yet. So I followed some guy with a cart. We went through the back aisle, I think, where the staff was going. I spiraled up some stairs, and then I got to the seats before you guys got to the seats. I was like, I don't know where we're going. He said, follow him. So I followed him blindly.
I'm glad you got in.
So let's talk about Kyle and dad life. And also, wait a second. I gotta say something. We have a new sponsor, guys, and I called it Go Brew. I don't know why.
It's Go Brewing.
It's Go Brewing. I know. I forgot to do it, guys. So as everybody wants to know, we are doing a dry January, and we've got a bunch of bets going right now to see who can actually pull it off. Now, you know, let's just be honest. We've known about this for weeks, and I'm just going to tell you right now that Ryan's already had booze on the first, so we totally fucked it.
First, but it was before we actually started the official bet, so I'm still
just letting you know right now that you're starting off on sloppy agendas right now, dude. Your boy has been stone cold sober for 72 hours, and I'm feeling good. I'm just telling you right now. And if someone hadn't stole my boxes of Go Brewing, I'd be drinking some right now. I'm just going to say that. So, Kyle, I don't know if you want to do dry January with us. If you want, we'll send you a bunch of cans. But, you know, if you get in, you have to put a dollar in the pot every single day. And if you don't make it, you have to pay out.
I'll forfeit that $30 or $31 because I think I'm definitely going to have a beer after we get this 100-miler in.
Guess you're right. So that was the thing that I was being honest about. I was like, Kyle's 30th birthday. I'm going to Miami the following weekend. Then I go to Manchester. This is going to be tough.
Yeah. Oh, it would be low key here. Remember, I'm a dad. I got responsibilities now.
You got to be quiet when
you're too far over the edge.
Yeah. I want to know about
sleep times.
Say that again, Ryan.
I just said, how are the sleep times going? You got to be quiet after down for bed.
Yeah, she figured it out. She's been like on a 12-hour sleep cycle for the last like 10 or probably 12 days, and it's been great. She slept the whole time from Christmas to today. Like she's been on that cycle.
Hasn't woken up since Christmas morning? Just slept all the way through New Year.
She's been on that sleep cycle like in 12 hours, and it's been great. Those first couple months are, I'll tell you this, and being a dad, whenever I heard guys say like, oh yeah, dad's gonna kill you, you know, and they'd come to the gym and they were tired and like they were fatigued and stuff, I was always like, man, that guy is not really, you know, putting in that much effort. He's kind of just dogging it. Like, yeah, dad life's never gonna get to me. Those first 2 months were brutal. Her room's right next to ours. They don't sleep. There's like constant tiffs with the wife, but we're in a good spot now. And she's sleeping. He's an angel. She's awesome.
Dude, I don't even get to see Tekla.
I know. You want to see Tekla? Tekla, come say hi.
Tekla, I'm coming in, and I'm finally gracing you guys with my presence in Houston, Texas, and you guys are not even giving me a welcoming party. Is there a parade?
Dude, there's a party Sunday, and you're leaving. It's my birthday party, and you're just going to walk out the door.
I might change my flight. I haven't decided yet, but at the same time, dude, I literally leave 48 hours later for Miami. And I was like, I have to get my life in order. And when you're in Miami, it's just trouble every corner.
Yeah. Guys, is the race this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Saturday, 7 a.m. start time, sharp.
Okay. I just want to be honest. Kyle tried to back out, and I just kept on calling him. I'm like, did you sign up for this, Kyle? Did you sign up for this, Kyle? I'm not saying that I'm the guy who got him to do it, but I'm just going to say that I was one of the people who was maybe in his ear.
Yeah, good. You were. As you are with all these races, though, and it's a good thing. Someone was asking me like yesterday why I do all these Ironmans. I was like, honestly, Hunter was just really annoying about me doing a half, and it all started there.
Dude, I was sitting down. I was writing down on a piece of paper trying to get some show notes. Do you know that in a 1 year's time, you and I did 3 Ironmans?
Crazy.
Most people are like, I think I'd like to try an Ironman. I'm like, how about 3, bitch?
And the starvation was like 1.5, too.
Easily. So I really think that you're not going to have a hard time getting a 100 miler done.
Yeah.
I think you got the biscuits.
I think from a preparation standpoint, like with the kid and business and all that stuff, it's been a little hectic, but I've definitely gone through some tough things with you. So it's going to be nice to have you over here in my corner. And I think we can get through this, even though I haven't been running the extreme miles that most of these people are going to do. I think I'm fine.
You're doing a third of the event of the thing that you did 3 times in a year. You're only doing one portion of that. That's got to feel good mentally going into it. You're like, I only have to do the run part.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I can walk it too. I mean, if we do this thing at a 10 mile pace, which is pretty slow, we get it done in what is that? 20 hours, less than 20 hours.
So I think you got it. Is this a lot of trail or is this all trail? Is it trail and road?
Yeah, it's all
hybrid,
trail.
Isn't it?
Mm. It was a hybrid, but now this thing is like literally on a ranch, and I think it's just going to border this like I looked up the ranch. It's like almost 1,000 acres, and it's in a really pretty area. It's actually prettier than where it was going to be, so I'm pumped on that. And I used to ride my bike out there to get ready for starvation because there's a lot of hills and stuff. But yeah, it's just all like kind of grass beat down trail.
Well, I want to get into like your training and your lifestyle now, because I think you're probably the closest friend I've got who's actually gone through this transition. First of all, I want to give a shout out to our boys Hoyer and Jared Burke. They always show up. They're training super hard starting out the year. So you're going to give these guys some motivation. They've got like little challenges going against each other. I want to know, like, you, like, we did a weight, like a transformation challenge a couple summer ago, and I'm going to be totally honest. You won. You had the best transformation of all of us. You had a pretty stellar body. I think mine was better, but I started from a better place and I stayed in a slightly elevated, better place. But as far as transformation goes, dude, you looked damn good. Like, I'm talking about stellar body to the point where women randomly pester me about you. And
women and men.
Yeah. And men, for sure. They're like, hey, how's Kyle been, man? I'm like, oh, chill out, bro. Would you call him yourself, you pervert? I want to know, like, what is that like? Like, you literally finished an Ironman, and within 2 weeks of that, you had a kid?
Yeah, right after Copenhagen. She popped out September 17th, so it was. I mean, right there. But, I mean, training life now with her and with business has just been like, and I kind of talked to you about this. It's CrossFit class, like keep the strength there. And whenever I can get in the miles, I get in the miles. And it's kind of like a dad way of fitness, but I'm kind of loving it because for vanity's sake, I can commit to like staying strong and keeping that muscle. Endurance wise, you know, it'll come when I build up to a race, but I like the way I'm looking right now.
Yeah. You're pretty strong.
Duck season fit and 20 rep squat program changed me.
That I told you,
crazy.
That program's so good. So you're hitting 20. You got 265, didn't you? Pair of.
No.
What'd you get?
250.
250, but still, that's still like, you know, 15 pounds is not the biggest difference of a change. But so you got 250, and you sent me that video of you in a pair of khakis and duck boots.
Yeah.
Like that's true dad strength. Can you hit high repetition barbells with fierce weight and in a pair of khakis and boots, because that's when it really matters. Because none of us, when the duty comes, you're not going to be in a pair of like perfect Hoka shoes and these nice tights and stuff like that. You need to be able to do it in duck boots and khakis.
Right, babe. That's right. That's what I'm saying. No weight belts, no chalk, no grips, none of the amplified music. It's just grittiness, baby. I'm putting the family on my back, and I'm going for 20 reps every time I grab the barbell.
Yeah. Do you think that with the...
Just so everyone knows who we're talking about right here. This is Kyle's transformation.
Dude, look at that guy on the right. That guy looks like he could be like the Avatar. They're like, what action figure do you want to play with?
I know. And it kind of looks edited, but I don't even know how to edit photos. I promise it isn't. It's just a different daylight. It's at nighttime and morning.
No, that door frame comes straight down, and from where it leaves your shoulder, it comes down on your legs. So there ain't
straight
no
lines,
editing.
No editing.
Straight lines.
I have to say, the most impressive thing about you, dude, is you got some pretty good pythons.
Dude, I know. They're as big as yours. They're 16. They're 16 plus, depending on the day.
It's nice, dude. And the mustache? You a question. When's that coming back?
Dude, I don't know. I think if I get if I get this 100 miler, like once I get the belt buckle, I think the mustache comes with it. So I think I get the pass on that.
Package deal.
On my birthday too. Package deal, right.
Package deal.
But this I miss is a that good look. Mustache. But I can breathe a lot better without it.
Would you say that being a dad and like having the business now has almost put you in like more of like a hyper focus and more like dialed in version, or are you just like, I'll grab it where I can get it? Or do you like, no, like, hey, I'm going to the gym. I've got 45 minutes. I'm doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. I think your time's much more efficient when you're a dad. It's like, you don't have time to really mess around anymore. And like my back's totally to the wall with this business too. I was comfortable. I was at a big firm. I was doing really well. I was a top performer and everything was great, but I wanted more and to start this business with my partner, and I took the leap and took the total slash in income. And so my back's to the wall. I got to pay mortgage, got to have a kid, got to support my wife. And on top of that, I got to stay fit because it's what makes me feel good. So like every minute of my day, I have to, you know, even if it's just relaxing and just living slowly with my wife and family and not touching my phone, like, you know, just for a few hours. That's what's important to me. But the second I hit the gym, it is like 45 minutes or an hour 15, whatever I get, it's going to be an efficient time and I don't want to talk to anyone. That's how I'm doing it.
Do you bring the baby into the sauna?
Not yet. There's an age limit. I think 6 months. Then she'll get her first dose.
Dang it. Sauna babies are the coolest.
Is she cold plunging?
No, she's sleeping in the cold. The house is pretty chilly. It's like 60 degrees here and we leave a window open. Apparently that works for babies because she does not wake up now.
People in Norway will take their children and put them outside in the cold and it will help build their immune systems.
Leave them out there all night.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we're getting. That's this little trick that we're doing now. We left the window open every night in Norway. And like, I think I heard her peep once between Christmas and New Year's, like while she was sleeping, which is crazy.
I have to say, you know, you live in a safe place when you leave your baby outside for the night, because you could not, like, even up here in the hills of Malibu, I wouldn't leave my baby outside.
I don't know. One of those mountain lions. I wouldn't do that for you. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Dude, I went down for Christmas and I showed up at my friend's house and they've got a bunch of animals, a bunch of little kids. And the wife's just like in the backyard, just like shaking. And I was like, what's up? She's like, coyotes just got a hold of my cat and ripped it to pieces, and there was guts all over the yard. And I was like, whoa. And you just realize, like, even up here, especially, like, you think everything's cool, dude. You got a small little kid, the coyotes are gonna snatch your baby up.
I know. I'd love to see them try.
So tell me honestly, like, what has changed in your life? And I haven't even had this conversation with you, but I think it's interesting to talk about because I future project myself in this position. What has most changed in your life now that you're a dad? Like, are there a couple things where you're like, I didn't see this coming? Are there some things that you're like, this is way easier or way harder than I thought it would be. I would do this differently. Like, what are some of the biggest things you're just like, whoa?
I think like before, like the second that baby pops out, you just like this life of like selfish desires, and not to say passions are bad, because I still love doing this stuff, but like those selfish desires of like just living for yourself. The second she came out, it was like, it was a dramatic change for me. I mean, I cried and I was like, wow, now I'm like living and providing for someone else. And I think that was the biggest thing. And I think like just having a kid that you created in your hands is now like such a larger responsibility than like, what's Kyle going to do after work today? Or what's he going to do this next weekend? It's like now Tekla and I have to plan, you know, who's going to watch the kid. We kind of want to be with the kid. All right. So how are we going to arrange that when we go to this wedding next weekend? How's she going to take care of her while I'm doing this 100-miler? I just think like planning in general is the craziest, the most dramatic change, and prioritizing what you do.
The two of you guys were pretty vibrant souls. I was amazed that you guys were able to have such a healthy relationship at the level that you're both traveling. Because you were like with me somewhere, then you were playing a golf tournament somewhere, you're over here. And then I'm like, yeah, what's Tekla up to? She's over here, she's over there. I'm like, I mean, I from what I've seen start to finish of our friendship, you guys seem to have a great relationship. But then I was like, how will you guys manage this? And now all of a sudden that life just goes simple.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we were just sitting there looking at wedding invitations, and it was like, no, we can't go to that one. We can't go to this. You know how many weddings I've been to in the last,
it's creepy,
52 weeks. It is creepy. It's a problem. But yeah, like it's a total lifestyle change. Like she's back there kind of hollering right now, getting fed in the living room, like as we speak. It's just like there's another life in this world. But you know, surprisingly, with like the lack of sleep and just like what it's changed in our lives, like we're ready to start the Coconuts Army. So
what's the top end of the scale here? We're competing. So what's the top end of the scale here?
I mean, I think we'd stop after like six.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm one of six. I like a big family. I got five younger siblings. I feel like I can tolerate it. This house will have to grow. But
six? Are you gonna build up or are you gonna build out?
I don't know if we. I think we build out. We were always in a one-story house as a family, and I loved it. I loved sharing a room with my brother. Everyone shared a room actually, and I liked how close we were together, and like we could bang on the wall and they're right there, and it was pretty tight knit. So I liked the one-story just wider house.
How old's Tekla?
She's 29. Yeah.
You got to pop out some twins. All right, man, let's make this a little bit easier. Let's make this math more simple.
Maybe that'll happen after five, like pregnant, and instead of six, it's eight.
Twins
you have triplets. Triplets. Oh, dude, I love this. All right, so I got to have nine. I got to have nine. Basically. Dude, I've been reading Musk's book, and he's got like 100 kids. So if he can do it.
He's also a multi-billionaire. To be able to support everyone.
Don't put limitations on me. First of all, B, I'm definitely more into billions than I am millions. So that's in the future. And second of all, I'm very competitive. He make rocket ships and has 11 kids. I make a faster rocket ship. I have 12. Kyle, right. Just letting you know, I see those rookie numbers that you're putting up on the board. I want to see a little bit more effort.
You'll never beat me. You've gotten me a couple times, but this one's official, and it's not, I'm not letting you win. I will literally have... I'll have another kid if you try and tie me.
Well, right now I'm doing what's called 75 no hard. It's different than 75 hard. I'm not allowed to go on any dates or have any affiliations for the next 75 days. And at the end of that, I'm assuming that my Southern Belle queen is going to come and find me. And she's prepared at that point to bond and make super children.
Yeah. I like that you're doing that. That's a great way to start the year, and a lot of people wouldn't. You got a lot of women's attention, and you know you're also the prize though, Hunter. So,
see that right there, the do-rag right there. That did brings a lot of heat,
dude. You don't even need to say anything. That's true. Hunter is just that picture right there of you in that do-rag is all you need.
So, dude, I really want to ask. Let's get down to business. I'm taking off all the stuff, and I want to get professional with you here. What's the plan? Like, I want to take this seriously. I would not be showing up if I didn't want to take this thing seriously. Like, obviously, I want you to enjoy your birthday, but I'm often the friend that pushes people rather than lets people enjoy themselves, because I know what's on the other side of this is worth more than the pain that you're suffering in now. So let's put some goals down so that I as a friend and a crew member. So
is this all spawned because of Kyle turning 30, the big 3-0?
I mean, he mentioned it to me.
Yeah,
the race was initially in December. Then it got rescheduled to my birthday. So then I was like, should I do this? And then Hunter was like, yes, you better. And then said he come crew. That's why we're here.
Very cool.
But let's talk business. So I think the plan you and I talked about, if you were to do this at a 10 minute per mile pace, you get this thing done in less than 17 hours.
That's fast.
So I think my first goal, I don't think, you know, realistically, is that going to happen? I don't know. But I think one goal I have is before the sun comes up on Sunday, I want to be done. We start at 7 a.m. on Saturday. So definitely, you know, want to finish at nighttime. You know, if we were to do it in 20 hours, I'd be well into the dark. It'd be like, what, 4 a.m.? Is that right? That would be 2 a.m.? Something like that. But I'm approaching it the same way that we've done all these triathlons with nutrition. I'm just going to eat more real food. You know, not gels and stuff like that. I'm going to eat like little sandwiches and like maybe a pizza. Talked to my boy Gunner this morning. He got me dialed. He's in Leadville and got me some good tricks for the trade. Mashed potatoes. That's going to be something we have about every 25 miles. I think that's a good call. But
solid food.
Yeah.
You know, I've tackled World's Toughest Mudder a couple times. And I think food is probably the most important thing, like all different versions, like hot soup, really like cold brew coffee. Like you have to have this like really dynamic range. So let's just say, you never know when it's going to hit. You're like, dude, I need a slice of pizza. And you just have no idea how like a warm slice of pizza in the middle of the night is just going to get you going. You just fold up two slices, you eat it, and then you just run off with another one in a plastic bag. And then all of a sudden you're like, dude,
Coca-Cola.
Like, I just need some Dr. Pepper, some Coca-Cola. Yeah. And you just got to have, this range. Like I remember when the, like Luke's on right now, when basically the Bandito boys came out, they gave me like one of my favorite things was they gave me those mocha Starbucks lattes and I just guzzled them down. And I probably had four of those in the race and those have like 200 milligrams of caffeine on them.
Yeah, so this would be great. Even though I've been on a coffee hiatus for the last 2 months.
Dude, this is perfect, dude. This is going to be like your perfect spike.
Right.
Okay. So we're going to talk about solid food. We've got all this kind of stuff. We do need to get some camping gear. There's no point in going 45 minutes back and forth. Like, do you got sleeping bags and pads and stuff?
I have a sleeping bag. I also have a buddy with a house like 5 minutes down the street.
Really?
So I don't know. Yeah.
Does he like you enough to let us like go in and out of there?
Yeah. He was in my wedding right here. He's actually that guy, right? Oh God, that's hard.
He's in the corner.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll have to ask him about it. No guarantee, but
I don't understand. Are you planning on sleeping a little bit during the race? Like a 5 minute
hour nap? No. Hunter will have to because he's gonna run three loops with me. He doesn't know it yet. He's gonna run three loops.
It's one of those kind of things where in these ultras, like your friend just like goes, you're like adrenaline spikes. And then it drops and you're like, man, he's not going to be back for 3 hours. Adrenaline spikes and then it drops. And like, I personally, as a crew chief, I'm like, I need to have like clairvoyant thoughts here when he comes back in and I have to like sing this person a song to get them out of here and get them on their agenda. So you actually have to be, it's almost like a football coach. Like you have to be just as dialed in as the players in the field are. Like you almost got to see the plays ahead of time. You're like, okay, cool. Kyle's starting to get chafing. Like what we need to do is we need to get these pants out right here. We need to grease the inside of them with duck butter. And we're going to need to, on this next lap, we're going to have to get him like some pizza and a fuck ton of coffee because he's going to be cold and all this kind of stuff. We need to change out this gear. We also need to get his shoes ready, all this kind of stuff. And we're good to go. And I mean, dude, you have no idea how much a good crew chief makes a difference. Again, I think a lot of people love David Goggins' approach where he just showed up in a folding chair with like rice crackers and like bled to death. And that's like a story. But in reality, when it comes to like success, getting it done, and then also getting back to like having a baby, having a desk, like a real job and things like that, it's really important to get like a balanced and healthy experience. Otherwise you're going to feel like shit. Like it would suck to do all of your meetings and not be able to walk for 2 weeks because your toenails are falling off and your butthole is burnt off.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's why I brought in the best. That's why you're coming.
So we got Carter too.
Bro's coming in from Chicago.
Yeah, I'm going to get Carter so liquored up. Every drink that I give Carter is going to have booze in it and he's not going to know.
Just mix in like a little extra hydro. Here you go, Echo Rush.
Oh, dude, he's like, why?
Put some mushrooms in the drink too. He's just starting hallucinating on the course.
Dude,
yeah, it'll be you, him, and then Caleb's not running, but he's gonna come support, which I love him for. And then my buddy Garrett, who lives right down the road here, he said he's gonna come in and run a loop. So we got a good group of guys. Anyone else welcome? I think Parker texted me. I need to text him back. Parker wants to help out.
Hey, so, tell Parker when he's there. Is that a turtle box logo on your head?
Yeah,
tell him to mail Ryan his turtle box back.
Okay. Parker took your turtle box?
He was picking up a car in the meantime of not being able to sync his phone to the Bluetooth. I said, well, you can use my turtle box on the way to High Rock Chicago. And then he forgot about it in the car until he was 13 hours into the drive. So now I've been trying to get him to mail it back to me.
Jared, the race is the Brass's Bend 100.
The Brass's Bend 100.
Brass's Bend 100, yeah. And the old course map is on the website, but they're coming out with a new one today.
Brass's Bend 100, yeah?
Yes. Not a lot of elevation, pretty flat.
I think what I'm going to do one of these laps, I shouldn't probably tell you this, but I'm probably going to get some Miller High Life girls out on the course to flash their boobs to you. There's nothing like seeing boobs on course that's going to help you get through it any faster. You're like, no, I'm married.
Running away from it,
dude. Yeah, I know that guy. What the hell is that? That really buff guy. I know him.
Steve.
This one.
Does he live by you?
No, I think he lives in Dallas.
You sure? I'm gonna text that guy right now.
He lives in Frisco. I know that.
Really?
Frisco.
Yeah, because my cousins live there. But I was also thinking about adding a challenge to this. I think there you go, Caleb lives by me. So one thing I was trying to find out, and I don't think it exists, is the record for the most pull-ups in an ultra marathon. And I was thinking if I could do like a pull-up on every, if there's like a tree branch I could pick out on every loop, or I could just find something. I was thinking about doing push-ups, but that's probably going to be really challenging to get off the ground. But I could set the record for most pull-ups in an ultra marathon.
Did you look that up?
I don't think it exists. I don't know if anyone can find it. Be my guest, but I think I could get it with a, you know, decent little number.
Okay, somebody tried to look that up. Caleb, you on here?
Yeah, he's listening.
All right, Steve Weatherford, we're DMing him. He would know if anybody. Do you think did he finish the race?
I'm sure he did.
Dang it.
I feel like guy that would, but yeah, sometimes 7 a.m. Let's see, 100 miles.
Give me a second, guys.
Sunset's at 5:36. Sunrise at 7:15. Yeah, that's right. There's a camp area. Yeah, the 7 IO Ranch. That's in Cat Spring, Texas. It's like 45 minutes west of here. but it's going to be pretty flat. It's not going to be like a very, you know, undulating course like the 10,000 feet or whatever we climbed in Starvation.
Dude, it's going to be such a cakewalk, at least in my mind. Because if you're just averaging, I'm assuming you're going to be running 9 minute miles.
99% flat. There you go.
I'm assuming you're going to be running faster than 9 minute miles without even trying. Like, don't try to go any faster than that, but let's just say 9 minute miles. So you're looking at getting like, you know, almost 7 miles an hour, but then after every single lap, you're going to probably in the middle of it, start taking like 15 minute breaks.
Yeah.
So it's all going to really add up to 10 minute miles. Like we're looking at 20 hours.
Yeah. And yeah. I think 20 hours is a great goal.
Yeah. So what time's the race start? 7?
Yeah. So we want to be done by 3 a.m.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm basically probably going to go to bed from like 10 until, or maybe like 9 until like midnight. And then I'm going to wake up and get this thing finished with you. And then I got a 6 a.m. flight.
No, you don't. You're going to miss your flight. You're going to hang out, party at the Coconuts cabin here and have some fun. Watch some football on Sunday.
Oh, dude. I don't know, man. This travel schedule is freaking crazy. Yeah, oh, but I'm lucky. I'm lucky to have it. So are you basically done traveling, or is most of your business being held in Texas now?
I mean, I'm traveling all throughout Texas. Like that, I mean, Dallas, and my sister's about to have a baby any day up in Dallas. So I'll be up there a lot and I'm trying to grow our business up there and in San Antonio. A lot of it's in Texas though. You know, talking to contractors on the road. I'm just every day. Today is an exception to that. But it's pretty hectic, but I office more out of my truck with my partner Taylor than I do in the actual office that we have 5 minutes down the road from my house.
Well,
which he lives in. Startup roots, baby.
Really? And your office?
He lives in the office.
That's awesome. That's what I'm planning on doing with us. I just want to get a house office. Tell me, I get in at 3:23 tomorrow. This is pretty important. What's the first thing we're going to do? Where are we going to feast?
Make him chug a beer so he loses the dry January.
That would be good. I'll inject it in something. No, I think we'll either get like some good Texas tacos or we'll find some good barbecue, because you went to Terry Black's, which
is like Terry B's.
But you wore that app for like 6 months, which bothered me a lot.
It looks cute as all hell, unlike that turtle box hat.
So, yeah, do not throw shade on the turtle box hat.
How do you have the orange one?
No, this is all I got. I actually drew on the logo to make it dark so ducks couldn't see it when I hunting it. But we'll probably get tacos or barbecue or a burger. I think one of those three. And then we'll go on a light little brisk jog around Memorial Park, call it an evening, kind of lay out all of our gear before the sun sets. And then, you know, it's rock and roll time. We'll probably drive out to the Cat Spring at like 5, get everything set up and know where everything is. And then that start line jitters when I'm trying to leave and trying to quit and trying to sink into a hole. You just kick me to the start line and make me go.
The real question is, what action movie are we going to watch? Are we going to watch The Edge again until 3 in the morning? God. Like, what are we going to watch?
If we watch The Edge, I'm going to run 2 100-milers. I can't do this to myself.
Dude, you are like Alec Baldwin. You'll turn your back on me and betray me.
It's a nice watch.
That's right.
Yeah. No,
do you think that curvaceous lady that we always, I would always send you pictures of in Houston is going to be there waiting for me?
Dude, it's funny because one of the pictures you did send me, it's like right down the street from the house, and we go run Memorial Park, and one of her other pictures is in Memorial Park. So I'd say the odds are better of finding her than they are of not finding her.
May the odds forever be in your favor. Yeah. Every time I see something that's like just like hideously dog shit Texas, I send it over, and it mostly comes from Houston. I send it over to Kyle. I'm like, Kyle's always like, you should move to Texas. I'm like, dude, I don't know. Like, based on this video right here, I am not moving to Texas. But there is this one woman who holds my heart.
She has really bad arthritis.
Terrible, dude. Lower back pain, all sorts of stuff. Well, dude, I know you got a life ahead of you. I just want to get you on the show and shoot the shit and get the details here. So as I understand it, we're going to really work on your food. We're working on 9-minute miles.
Yep. Yeah, I would throw that to 9:30. 9:30 miles.
Okay, 9:30 plus 30. We're going to work on – we got to make sure because you get this is your last day here, dude. Like, you got to make sure you got 2X shoes.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how many pairs of shoes are you going to be bringing with you?
2 pairs of shoes, and I'm going to have a third that's like a running shoe. I'm running to Dick's after this. I'm going to go get some tights and like a little pullover for the night. I have a good beanie, a little smart wool beanie I like to run in. I got a good neck gaiter. Just need Vaseline, chapstick, sunscreen. I'm on a good skincare routine. Tecla's got me on right now, so I gotta wear sunscreen all hours of the day on my face. I know you're big on that, Hunter.
I'm very specific about it.
Taking retinol now, but yeah, I think all that, and then like a good, like I'm gonna change socks every time. And I think greasing up Vaseline on the toes and the feet was really beneficial in starvation, so I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, I got you down for 2X shoes, 4X socks, 3X tights. You're gonna need probably have multiple tops. What does the temperature get down to now?
I think it's going to be like 48.
So we got to get you gloves, hats, and buffs.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to want to get a running vest. You got a good hydration running vest?
Yeah. I got the one from Starvation. It's still like disgusting. Oh, it's gross.
But wash that thing.
No.
Aquaphor,
yeah, that's a good one. Mr. Hoyer.
Genius. Dude, I'm pumped for you. This is going to be absolutely solid. And if anybody's still listening to this amazing show, I want to remind you guys what we got coming up as a company. I'm going to Texas this weekend. I'm going to Wadapalooza the next weekend. And then we are going to Manchester the following week for – I'm going to be attempting the doubles world record for pro weights. And I'm really excited about that. My partner – is trying to contact me and be a total pussy, which most of them are. But if he fails, then I'll just do doubles all by myself.
Didn't he roll his ankle though?
Yeah, it's Michael Sandbatch, that little bitch. So we're supposed to be doing it. If you guys want, we have a seminar going on the Thursday before. If you go to housetraining.com, it's a seminar to teach you guys all about fitness racing. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff, go check it out. If you guys are small and weak, you guys should be taking Strength X2. I literally had a record-setting bench press session in the gym yesterday. I'm pumped back up on the stuff. If you have tiny arms the size of this pen, you guys need to get on the stuff. And if you already even jacked, it enhances all of the things and makes you feel 10 times better. And I'll just be honest with you guys. We're also really excited about the third version of the Ultimate Engine coming out soon, guys. Launches January 22nd. Kyle's probably going to get on it so you can be the buffest dad in Texas.
It is new movements, right? Please verify. It is new movements. It is the third time we're running this cycle, but there are new exercises, new trainings, new WODs.
Yeah. So every single year I kind of tweak it a little bit, but most year one and year two is pretty much the same. And then what I learned about year 2 to 3 was I wanted to change some things, and I've already improved upon it since. So we've adjusted it, and we've really, it's a low volume, high intensity week, mid volume, mid intensity week, high volume, low intensity week. And it's a design like that. You can't just read what I just said and make your own version of it. There is a specific formula that I created with this thing, and that's why it's a 3.0 version, because we've refined it every single year. So check it out, guys. You can go to housetraining.com. It's under the pro program. Easy to follow, easy to use, and a really awesome team to join. And Kyle, honestly, is my greatest transformation of all time. He put it up himself, but I'm glad that he's been part of House ever since the beginning. And
to answer
you during COVID,
if there, you know, number of pull-ups for the world record for ultra marathon, I'm not finding anything. Everything that's coming up is how many pull-ups did David Goggins do in 24 hours, but nothing to do with, you know, doing pull-ups during an ultra marathon.
That's because David Goggins is weak.
Weak
during an ultra marathon.
Oh, shit.
Kyle, you brought two girls on the show. We never have girls on the show. You got Millie and Aisha. Aisha's here.
What's up,
but...
Millie? Thank you for the encouragement. Aisha, yeah. Thank you too.
Look at that. Kyle bringing the ladies out.
Can't wait to get it done.
You'll get it done, dude. We'll get a pull-up bar, and if you do about 20 pull-ups per lap, you'll do 100 miles and 100 pull-ups.
That would be sick. Let's get it done.
All right, boys. I am out of here, brother. Good luck getting all this stuff. I'll see you in about 24 hours.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be in the Gardner truck picking you up at the airport.
Hope there's still duck blood in the back. I'll see you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Go Brew, for supporting us, and we'll catch you guys soon.
Go Brewing.
God dang it, dude. That's going to be a fine. See you guys.
Bye.